and welcome to The Update. I'm Michelle Stevenson. Hundreds of Aussies are going on to electricity hardship payments every week as soaring power prices continue to bite. Since June 2022, there's been nearly 60% increase in the number of households seeking help with their energy bills. Federal opposition leader Peter Dutton has used question time to ask why the government isn't doing more to address the issue.
At the moment, 500 families a week are going on to energy hardship arrangements because they can't pay their bills. A nearly 60% increase on Labor's watch. Will the Prime Minister apologise to these struggling families?
The Treasurer, however, has hinted some relief may be on the way for energy bills as he puts together the May budget. Jim Chalmers all but confirming we're likely to see a second round of energy bill relief in the upcoming budget.
Well, that's under consideration. You know, we've made it clear that there are a range of options available to the government, whether it's another round of electricity bill relief or otherwise, that we could help ease some of these cost of living pressures.
The federal government, meantime, doesn't believe a further wage increase for Australia's lowest paid workers will be inflationary. Labor will make its submission to the Fair Work Commission on Thursday. Business groups are already warning another big increase to the minimum wage could lead to job losses. Well, a WA man accused of tying up three Indigenous children in the driveway of a home near Broome has faced court. The man's facing three counts of aggravated assault after finding them trespassing on a property. His bail has been extended until his next court appearance next month. Laws designed to protect top secret info are coming under scrutiny, with a key government agency raising concerns about their effectiveness. Hearings are underway examining whether the current approach is working. And the country's postal workers are reporting hundreds of hazards a day, amounting to 81,000 in the past 18 months. Australia Post data reveals dogs are the most common danger, followed by low-hanging branches and obstructive trees. Sport and entertainment are next. To sport, and a massive blow for the Panthers, with captain Nathan Cleary ruled out for up to a month with a hamstring injury. Cleary left the field late in the win over Brisbane. Scans today confirming the damage. And Melbourne defender Jake Lever has been cleared of serious injury after hurting his knee during Saturday's win over Hawthorn. Scans confirmed a minor issue with his kneecap. In your entertainment news now, and Ariana Grande has surpassed Taylor Swift for the most number one debuts. Her new single, We Can't Be Friends, has blasted in at number one on the Billboard Hot 100, becoming the pop superstar's ninth debut at the top of the charts. And speaking of Tay-Tay, she and boyfriend Travis Kelce have enjoyed a romantic lunch date at Nobu in Malibu. The couple spotted after returning home from their vacay in the Bahamas. And, well, after dating for a year, Kim Kardashian has apparently split from Odell Beckham Jr. The pair have not been seen together since the Oscars after party 2 weeks ago. And that's the latest from the Nova Podcast News team. We'll have another episode of The Update for you tomorrow. I'm Michelle Stevenson.